the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
It's Friday, Huggy.
A former member of the Commodores. The man with the Usher glove hands. Church. What's up, Beige Heart?
Beige Heart.
Sibber Wilt.
Good morning, Hug.
The professional photographer who only lets you see your picture one time only. What's up, professional picture taker? Curator and part-time praise and worship percolator? J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Before Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis, and hotter than a mofo, there was hotter than a mofo. A product created by our very own J. Anthony Brown, who never saw the commercial success because he refused to change the name, so he married his night school sweetheart.
Night school.
Divorced her and pursued his true passion, white women and comedy. In that order. Next week on Beyond Radio Mofos. Happy first Friday to step up in this Mickey flick.
All right.
Oh, it's been a wild ass week. Women hiding cocaines and weeds and in their vagines, and lawyers dropping joints of weed, and they're finding marijuana trees, and Hillary Clinton looking at Christina Aguilera double D's, and Venus and Serena 70-year-old daddy Richard still haven't seen. And that's hard to believe. Before I roll up my sleeves and count down these contenders, y'all hear the story about the first openly gay boxer?
Yes.
A Puerto Rican featherweight named Orlando Cruz.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about it, this ain't new to boxing. Come listen to the nicknames of some of these past boxers. Tell me what you think. Too Sweet.
Yep.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Sugar Shane.
Yeah.
Marvelous. The real deal. Even Ali said, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. This ain't nothing new, it's been around. But we haven't noticed till now. It's like finding out about the village people when you were older. Oh, I get it. Young man. So Orlando Cruz, do as you choose, brother. The sport of boxing needs something right now, don't it, Tom?
Yes.
Can't you hear Michael Bubba saying right now, in the bedazzled corner, it's the brawl in Lenox Mall. Contender number one, Wednesday night moderator Jim Lira. Well, however you pronounce that Bama last name. You were more of a spectator than a moderator, you puffy-eyed baked potato. Contender number two, Mitt Romney. Now, Rom.com bullied the moderator and told him, the hell with your time limit. I'm going to talk till I'm finished. Kiss my assets. I'm going to get rid of PBS, Big Bird, Big Bird Mama, Big Bird Baby Brother, and the whole Sesame Street posse. Mitt don't give a shiggity or a rat's ass about the 47% and Big Bird. You can't be our president. Contender three and four, Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj.
No.
What is the world coming to? You have hip-hop and R&B singers beefing? Y'all supposed to be doing duets together. Remember when hip-hop artists were features on R&B artists' albums?
Yeah.
Right.
Not anymore. It's a new day. And that's like Lauryn Hill and Patti LaBelle beefing. They're getting too much money on American Idol to be fighting each other. But if they do fight, I hope they fight in slow motion. With the Soul Train cameraman filming. Close ups and ass chests. Tony Cinco de Romo, you are the Bama of the week. Not once, not twice, not three or four times, but the Bama of the week to the fifth power. Five interceptions. Who in the hell throw five interceptions on a Monday night? Oh, that's right, you do. This is the second time you did this. Five minutes, you gave it away five times. Just like your way that Papa Doe's giving your entree away five times, Cinco de Romo. That's like your girlfriend having five babies by five different men. You are the Bama of the week.